Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Barbara from Harlem joins us today. Barbara from Harlem, live from New York, as a matter of fact. She'll be joining us today. And I don't know if you saw this, but Tesla settled a case, okay? A jury in San Francisco, actually they didn't settle it, a jury in San Francisco awarded $137 million to an employee that said that they had been subject to just racial discrimination. But when you get below the surface, you find out what's really going on here. It's more of the same, folks, more of the same. And, of course, you know, Tesla is a multi-billion dollar company, so why not? Why not have them be the ones to ante up? We'll talk to Barbara about how racists are being racist, and it's not who the media wants you to think. Let's see. Top of the next hour, we are bringing to you Glenn Story, Patriot Mobile. One of our new sponsors is with us. Glenn Story, co-founder of Patriot Mobile, joins us to talk about why it is that we need to be supporting companies that support our values. Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative mobile phone company out there. You can contact them to make the switch today. Great affordable rates, and they're on all the big towers, folks. Coverage isn't an issue. 972-PATRIOT is the number. 972-PATRIOT is the number to call. Use the code CHOSEN, and you'll get a free activation. Patrick Wood is with us today as well, Citizens for Free Speech. We'll have a conversation with him about the issue of free speech and what's happening to the citizens in Australia. Folks, it's not that far away. If they can do it in Australia, they can do it in America. We'll talk about that coming up. And then joining me right now, of course, is our good friend. He is the president, CEO, and founder of Americans for Limited Government. I want to welcome to the program Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, hope all is well. And, you know, as we always do on Monday morning, I know the listeners, I know I want to hear what happened this weekend. Was there any exciting news from India or elsewhere?
Actually, my brother, there was some very exciting news that took place in India over the weekend. We had a meeting When we first began this ministry, we started doing small meetings in homes. And in one of those meetings, there was a woman that came to the meeting, and I had no idea about this, because all I would do, Pastor Samuel would say, listen, just share your testimony. This is a group of pastors. They'll be encouraged. Share your testimony. And one of the things I loved about him was is that he never asked me for money. And folks, if you get people from over there that are asking you for money right out the gate, I'm not saying in every case, but be wary. Be wary, and if you really want to support what's going on in India, do it through us, because we're doing the real deal. Go to CG4I.com, CG4I.com, that's Chosen Generation for India. And so anyway, the woman comes, turns out that her husband, a political leader there, Christian politician in India, in Punjab, had been arrested, thrown in jail, Rick, and told that there was no way that they were going to be released. No bail was going to be given for at least a year. So she came for prayer. I didn't know this. Samuel didn't know it. We didn't take prayer requests only because of the distance, and I was on Skype. But as I'm praying, the Holy Spirit said, pray the prayer that Peter and John got released from prison. Pray that prayer. I'm like, I don't understand why, but okay, Lord, I will. Monday morning, knock on the door. Her husband's standing at the door. She's in a complete and total panic, thinking that he somehow broke out of jail, and now they're all going to be going to jail. Turns out that they came to his cell, literally within 14 hours of that prayer, came to his cell and said, all charges are dropped, here's your things, you're free to go, and they've never bothered him since. Since that time, the politicians in Punjab have heard that testimony, they've come to our church, we've had several meetings with them, prayed for them, and shared with them. I was asked to have another one of those meetings on Saturday. And my message to them was the faith and the glory of God, according to the prayer of Christ in John 17, Dhaka, has been put in you. You're believers. You have an opportunity to have an impact in your nation. And Jesus Christ prayed that we as Christians would be unified, that we would come together, that we'd stop all of our divisiveness. I'm not talking about compromise. We don't accept homosexual marriage. We don't accept abortion. We don't accept and say that sin's okay. In fact, the message was about how Jesus Christ on the cross said it is finished, and not that we need to beat ourselves up to try to overcome sin, but that Christ in us has crucified the nature that causes that sin, and we literally can walk out this life free. If we're not free, then there's no difference between us and any other religion. Seriously, folks, Christianity, Christ, literally, to be born again, the question Nicodemus asked. Anyway, I shared that message about unity. They spent the next 3 hours together, my brother, and they have determined that they're going to hold a press conference in the not-too-distant future and announce a Christian party in India.
Wow. Wow, wow, that's boldness. That's God. That is just God pulling people together. It is amazing. But I have to say, because I'm a little bit 15 degrees off. I have to tell you that in listening, I remembered something that guy told me a long time ago, and that is, do you know what car all Christians are in?
Well, I hope that they're in the
answer.
Go ahead. You tell me. Tell me.
The answer is a Honda, because we're all in one accord. sorry about that.
Bravo. Bravo. Hey, listen, yeah. So I want to talk to you about these vaccine passport, this sure. Vaccine passport situation. And there's a clip, if I can get it up here, to come over air. Let's see if this is going to work or not. It sounded a little strange earlier, but we'll try it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're vaccinated and it's suppressing disease, you're not going to feel like you're so sick. So instead of going to bed and sequestering in your home, you're going to say, hey, I don't feel that bad. I'm going to go shopping. And yet you're still shedding just as much or more. Actually, you're shedding more virus than you were with the alpha strain. So you're actually probably more infectious, but you don't feel it. And so the truth is, the people right now that need to be protected are the unvaccinated that have to be protected from the vaccinated. And in your workplace, you can no longer have any assurance unless you're like testing everybody every 2 to 3 days, like I just had to have done when I was in Europe, even though I'm...
That was Dr. Malone that was saying that. And something that was interesting, I was watching the... Man, this is really nutty here. All right, so I was watching the playoff last night, the Major League Baseball playoff, and then I was watching the post-game show just for a moment afterwards last night as I was drifting off to sleep. And Bob Costas said something very interesting. Jorge Soler, who was the leadoff hitter for the Atlanta Braves, is not able to participate to play in the NLCS for the Braves because he had a positive COVID test. But Costas slipped something in last night, and I decided to go investigate it to try to figure out if, in fact, he was telling me the truth. And sure enough, according to TSN, Soler is vaccinated. Yes, Soler has been vaccinated but may not be cleared to return until the best of seven NLCS is over. So here's a vaccinated guy, Rick, that can't play in the NLCS because he tested positive for COVID. But see, I thought that if you got vaccinated that you weren't supposed to be able to be, you know, infected. I'm so confused. It doesn't make any sense to me, brother.
Well, I think what we all know that people who are vaccinated or not, this is not a vaccine like ones that we have been told about in the past, where if you get vaccinated, it kills the virus and you no longer can get the virus. The bottom line with this vaccine, it really isn't technically a vaccine in that respect. This treatment that's being shoved into people's arms. It is merely a short-term prophylactic, where you still can get sick, where you still can get, and you still are going to be spreading the COVID virus to others. And this is why the whole push on vaccination, knowing this, the CDC knowing this, has absolutely no business forcing vaccinations. It is because vaccinations aren't the answer. What the answer is treatment. The answer to COVID is learning how to live with COVID and treatment. And that's doing things like having monoclonal antibodies, that treatment available and widespread, available on a widespread basis, allowing individual hospitals to purchase it rather than having it being doled out by the Biden administration. The reason that matters is because that you have an 83% chance of recovery on a monoclonal antibody treatment, meaning you're not in the hospital, you're not dying, and you get well. When you talk about ivermectin, which people has an efficacy rate, HCQ has an efficacy rate, but those things, you can't get the monoclonal antibody treatment because they say it's $2,000 per dose. Well, how much is it to put somebody in the hospital? It's a whole lot more than that. So the fact of the matter is, it is a treatment that works. Ivermectin works. HCQ works.
And these there's things, protocols. Combination. Yeah. And there's protocols.
Yeah,
that
there's
work.
Protocols. There's protocols that work.
Absolutely.
And if we had an honest public health establishment in this country, mm-hmm. they would be providing these protocols. We would be treating people with COVID. And when somebody gets COVID, they wouldn't be saying, go home and isolate. And then if you get sick, come back and go to the hospital.
they'd be given prophylactic treatment, that those who are smart are aggressively seeking those in advance in case they do suffer from the illness sometime in the future.
Well, when we get back, folks, I'm going to give you the protocol that I take. I was at a health freedom conference in Illinois, and we'll talk about that. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. So I was telling you in the break, and I'm not going to give you, I have some sources. Let me just put it that way. Number one, let me give you the end. Now you're going to have to hang on. You got to stay for the whole segment. All right. So just very quickly, my understanding is through some reliable sources that the Democrats have added to the $3.5 trillion resolution bill a resolution, a line that says that homeschooling in America will be illegal. It'll be illegal to homeschool your child in the United States of America. That's what I'm being told. Is that insane? It's crazy. Do you have any words? We're just like going, this is, right? It's over the top. Listen,
it is so far over the top. It is, my reaction when I learned this was, you know, they're certainly looking to put a lot of people in jail between school, people who attend school board meetings and people who don't care about school board meetings because their kids aren't being homeschooled. Apparently, if you're a parent, you're a target. But that's that's just stunning that they would attempt that. Although, you know, we know that, you know, Germany makes homeschooling illegal.
Yep.
And so this is not unique to here. And it's and homeschooling is the biggest threat to the left's mind control of the kids, because you got 10% of the population now opting out and saying, well, I'm not sending my kids to public school.
And a lot of that is a backfire to the fact that you know, they kept sending kids home because of COVID and they locked everybody up, and parents started actually looking at the books that their kids are being indoctrinated with, and they were like, wait, you mean the stuff that those conservative people were telling me on the radio all these years is true? You mean Rush Limbaugh actually truly did just tell the truth? Huh. What do you know about that?
Nothing what like do you know about sitting that? On, watching a Zoom class and figuring out that your kid's getting how little education your kid's getting and how much indoctrination they're getting. So it is a lot of people opted out, and not just whites, blacks, Hispanics. You have about a small percentage of people in private school. But homeschooling has just grown like a weed. And as a result, those who want to control children's minds have to pluck it out.
Yep. They have to do something in response to that. And that's why they're trying to make homeschooling illegal. All right. I promised you that I'd give you this. This is a natural means. I had COVID, went to my doctor on Friday, great report. But the thing he told me was, he said, look, you are the worst. You had double pneumonia. You had coughing up blood. You had a horrible case of COVID, didn't go into the hospital. You're the only case like you that I had, because everybody else that got as bad as you that didn't go to the hospital is dead. Okay. And we sent a bunch of people to the hospital with it. And so here's what you got to do. This is what I do every single day. I take COQ10. I take quercetin with bromelain. I take vitamin D3. I take vitamin C. I take zinc. I take essential minerals from Michael's Health. And I take strong multivitamins as well. And folks, again, you know, I mean, everything is in great shape, according to all the blood work that they've just did on me. And so, folks, I just encourage you. And I'll tell you the other thing that I do, and that is I pray a lot. And I believe that God has done, through Jesus Christ, what Christ said on the cross. It is finished. Rick, God bless you, man. Talk to you on Wednesday, my brother.
Yep. Bye-bye.
I'll be back, folks, coming up right after this brief.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.